Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Tactics Imperium, as always powered by Serial Spotlight. Here, this is our final episode before the upcoming October international window. It will be dedicated to Inter. During the summer, I was asked to do a podcast about the Nerazzurri's opening part of the season under Christian Chivu, who, as you know, has taken over from Simone Inzaghi. So here I am, your host Gianluca Liglia, keeping my promise. And honestly, I think I couldn't have picked a better time. Inter have had an intriguing start across all competitions. But of course here, at Tactics Imperium and Serie A Spotlight, our focus is on the Serie A. This episode comes right after Inter's big 4-1 win over Cremonese, one of the season's surprise packages at San Siro. This result marks Inter's fifth consecutive victory, including their wins in the UEFA Champions League. And more importantly, at least in my opinion, I think it marked a real shift in the way this Inter side is playing. So, a new look, Inter under Chivu. I wanted to take an abstract from La Gazzetta dello Sport, because they mentioned something interesting. Obviously this is something more journalistic rather than from an analysis point of view, but here it is. I am quoting here. "For the first time we have seen a different kind of Inter. Something that has started to emerge in flashes, beginning with the match against Ajax. Yesterday, the Chivuism prevailed over Inzaghism." Now, obviously you know that the media in general, but especially the Italian ones, love to do these. They love to create these new terms, no? Inzaghism, Chivuism, etc. But I wanted to take an abstract from the Gazzetta dello Sport to highlight Inter's changes under Chivu, and maybe through this short episode, maybe we will define a bit what Chivuism is all about. So the newspaper went on to say that Inter have left behind the tactical complications and gone straight to the point from the very first minute. And I think it shows. Inter's attacking output so far is remarkable, with 17 goals in 6 Serie A games, for an average of nearly 3 per match, making them the league's best attack. Obviously, against Cremonese, the spotlight belonged to Johan Boni, one of their summer signings who came from Parma, 1 goal, 3 assists, and the commanding presence on the pitch. Obviously, now we'll have to see how will he perform against stronger oppositions, but I think the fabric is there. Now, in terms of the performance overall, I think the collective performance shown against Cremonese highlights also the depth in this squad, but also the attacking potential that there is in this team, which Chivu was trying to exploit, obviously. And that is why I believe that the 4-1 win over Cremonese feels like a turning point. Inter dominated from the first to the last whistle. They never settled, even when the result was already secure. The depth of the squad was on full display. Chivu rotated intelligently and the younger players stepped up. Obviously, Boni's performance, along with that of academy product Pio Esposito, showed that this team can remain highly competitive even without key starters like Marcus Thuram and Hakan Çalhanoğlu, to mention a couple of names that are very, very important to this side. At the same time, I think Chivu has successfully transmitted the right mentality to his players, at least in this opening part of the season. Combining the intensity of Inzaghi's best years with a more daring approach to rotation and balance between experience and youth, obviously something that Inter now needed with the change in the coaching regime, but also with new players coming in, given that the current roster of Inter was starting to grow, also in age, so obviously they needed some blend of youth as well in this side, which so far is paying its dividends. Now, the tactical shift. I think we are now seeing an Inter with a stronger identity, a defensive solidity, and a consistent offensive threat. And I think this last point is crucial to this Inter side. Since that 4-3 defeat to Juventus, Inter have scored 13 goals and conceded only 2, a statistic that is perfectly reflecting this evolution. Chivu, who obviously was under early season pressure, especially after that home defeat to Udinese, which was surprising, now seems to have regained both the club's trust and the fans' confidence, which is obviously no small feat in the demanding world of a club like Inter. Against Cremonese, in his post-match press conference, Chivu appeared calm, but at the same time he said, "We were dominant, we created, we enjoyed ourselves. Aggressive and organized. That's how I want my team to play." He also mentioned the case about Denzel Dumfries, who was angry at him when he was subbed off, explaining that he was actually pleased that Dumfries was angry, because that means that his players are ambitious. And I think that line says a lot about Kivu's leadership. He welcomes competition, he is valuing the hunger shown by his players as well. Obviously, another interesting point, important point for Chivu is managing the inheritance. No, I believe that Chivu inherited a complex situation from Simone Inzaghi, tactically, psychologically, and also in terms of expectations. But so far, given also that this is his real first senior coaching experience, besides the very, very short spell in charge of Parma last season, he's handling this experience, this opening part of the season, within there with plenty of maturity. He's managing a locker room full of personalities while integrating young players from the academy system, some players that he knows well, having coached at youth level himself, having coached at Inter Primavera himself. This deeper understanding of Inter's DNA, I think, has translated into a more fluid approach, high pressing, dynamic midfield, and a flexible shape that changes, that keeps the opponents guessing. I think this Inter side feels unpredictable, and most importantly, it's winning. So as it stands, Chivu's philosophy is working. What's next? So I think, of course, tougher challenges are ahead for Inter, both in the Serie A and the Champions League. But speaking about the Italian top flight, the upcoming fixtures against Roma and Napoli will be crucial in testing Inter's ambitions at the top of this area. But for now, Chivu's work has already produced one clear effect. I think he has silenced the skeptics and reignited enthusiasm across the Inter fanbase. This Inter team looks cohesive, confident and hungry, and ready to fight on multiple fronts. Now, with the international break coming up, Inter have plenty of players that will be playing across the world. They have 13. Five of them are with Italy's national team: Bastoni, Barella, Di Marco, Esposito, and Frattesi. And they have the rest of the players playing scattered across the world: Captain Lautaro Martinez, Argentina; Carlos Augusto, Brazil; Luka Sucic, Croatia; Zielinski, Poland; Akanji, Switzerland; Calhanoglu, Turkey; and obviously Denzel Dumfries and Stefan De Vrij will play for the Netherlands, who will be facing Malta, my own Malta, in their first World Cup qualifier, the October doubleheader. They will eventually face Finland after facing Malta here in the National Stadium at Taari on Thursday, October 9th. So, as we enter the October international window, Inter now, I think, can take pride in an impressive start to the season. Chivu has built on the foundation left by Inzaghi, but injecting, or at least he's starting to inject, his own vision, energy, balance and belief. I think Inter are no longer just efficient, they are also entertaining, something that may be lacked in recent years, although obviously Simone Inzaghi produced a lot of positive results to Inter, now bringing multiple trophies home as well. However, I think this combination could be the key to taking them back to the very top of this area, which might be more competitive and unpredictable than maybe we thought during the season, given, for example, Napoli's transfer market. So, my name is Gianluca Lia, this was Tactics Imperium, as always, powered by Serie A Spotlight. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll catch you right after the international break for another deep dive into Serie A tactics.